Hail to the football team.
Hail victory.
Players.
On the warpath, fight for all DC.
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com Sports Commentary Podcast. Yay! Today's story is Hail to the Wombats? What? The National Football League team in Washington, D.C. dropped their longtime nickname last year, you might remember, caving to political pressures. The team played without a nickname for its entire 2020 season and was only known as the Washington Football Team. Now that a full year has passed since the dramatic heave-ho was given to the team's former nickname, isn't it about time for the Washington football team to take the next step and permanently replace the team's nickname? Though some have joked, or perhaps not, that the team should retain their former nickname and just replace the iconic image of a Native American with one or more red potatoes. It appears that the ownership of the team isn't leaning that way. In this turbulent and hypersensitive era in which we currently live, the NFL's Washington football franchise has just announced a list of possible nicknames under consideration, and it took them a whole year? Well, don't get excited, though. This new team moniker will not become effective until the 2022 season. Such is life in the red tape-infested slow lane called Washington, D.C. But your ever-faithful Swamp Swami here has just reviewed all 37 names in the team's proposed nickname list, and I will now offer my gut reaction, giving an A for a great name through an F, which is, no, that one really does stink. And if you're ready, here we go. I'm going to give you the names, and I'll give you a few comments along the way. Proposed nickname, Aces. We'll give that a D. The Ambassadors, a C. The Washington Anchors, D. Archers, a D. The Washington Armada, not bad, a C. Washington Aviators, I didn't know Washington was named for aviators. We'll try C. The Beacons, no, D. The Washington Belters, no, F. The Washington Brigade, a C. Commanders, D. Defenders, D. Washington Demon Cats, a B. The First City Football Club, what? F. The Washington Griffins, a D. Guardians, D. Icons, D. Majors, D. Washington Monarchs, a C. Washington Pilots, again, who thinks about flying other than to and from Washington? We'll give that an F. The Washington Presidents, not very inspiring. They could get impeached, C. The Razorbacks, hey, you're stealing stuff. C. The Washington Red Tails. Turntails? Or turncoats might have been better. C. The Washington Red Wolves. Talk to Arkansas State on that one, folks. D. The Washington Red Hogs. C. Washington Renegades. B. Washington Rising. F. Washington Royals. What do you think about that, Kansas City? F. The Washington Rubies. Click your heels together three times, right? D. The Washington Swifts, what? F. Washington Warriors, not bad, but there's a basketball team with the same name. C. Washington DC Football Club, what is this, a soccer deal? D. Washington Capital City Football Club. F. The Washington Wayfarers. D. Washington Wild Hogs. C. 32FC, what? F. And Washington Football Team. A C. So with Swamp Swami's grading results, we had 0 A's, only 2 B's, 14 C's, 13 D's, and 8 F's. That was bad, wasn't it? That's right. I didn't love any of those proposed nicknames enough for the Washington NFL franchise to even issue one single A rating. Only the Demon Cats and Renegades made me think, well, that might be pretty good. But on second thought, the team name Renegade doesn't exactly remind me of what usually occurs on a daily basis in stoic and stodgy Washington, D.C. So I'll give the current Washington football team a C rating because lack of creativity certainly doesn't deserve a better score than that, right? And I really don't care for those soccer names either, the Washington, D.C. Football Club. 32 FC, whatever that means. Dud. Soccer is called soccer here in the USA, and let's save those Euro names for a soccer team, if you will. So what should we do? Never fear, I spent all of 15 minutes thinking up a few alternative nicknames, which I think are more unique and perhaps better than the 37 names it took a year to get from the NFL football team's office this past week. Hey, I'm an honest guy. You be the judge. Here are some suggestions from your Swamp Swami. Let's try the Washington Filibusters. This name accurately taps into the true nature of the nation's capital. Nothing says stalemate and a lot of hot air quite like a filibuster. This team will eat up the clock. Or the Washington Congressionals. Like the filibusters, this proposed nickname honors the 435 men and women in the House of Representatives and the 100 senators, too. The football helmet, think of it, a logo of the Capitol building, right? And the words CONS underneath it. Cons. Get it? The Washington Supremes. Let's not forget those 9, or is it 13 yet, men and women who sit in judgment of the lower courts in America. The legendary singing group would also be honored by this new nickname, too. Plus, what referee would want to throw a flag on a team where the penalty, overturned by judicial booth review during home football games, might also land you in a federal penitentiary? What about the Washington Gridlock? Ah, yes. In addition to the new congressional legislation taking forever to become law, locals and visitors alike to the nation's capital know that the traffic-laden and terrifying 64-mile circular road known as I-495 is nearly undefeated in frustrating motorists. Whether daytime or nighttime, weekdays or weekends, the Capitol Beltway will wear down all opponents. Here's another one, the Washington Monuments. This name obviously draws from the towering 555-foot structure which dominates the district skyline since 1848. The monument denotes strength, endurance, and a permanent reminder of American history. Unfortunately, using that particular monument's logo on a football team helmet and midfield logo at the stadium might appear to some as bearing a resemblance to a legendary single-finger personal salute. That might be perfect after all. Let's try the Washington Pandas. Yes, these cute, lovable creatures at the National Zoo in D.C. are a huge tourist attraction. Can you imagine how many Washington Pandas gear and jerseys and things like that will be on the Christmas list for millions of people around the country? The kids would love them, and so do most women. The name Pandas doesn't strike fear into most opponents, but that logo and merchandising are a financial winner. Are you listening, Daniel Snyder? Let's try another name on for you. How about the Washington Bureaucrats? Yes, why not consider naming the DC football team in honor of the thousands of local workers who strike fear into the hearts of the rest of America? The Crats, for short, could be IRS agents or FBI and CIA operatives, Federal Reserve officials printing money that we don't have for the next round of bailouts. You get the idea. Here's another one. The Washington Debt Monster. With a known national debt of almost $30 trillion and growing faster than the seas are rising, this red ink-clad team will be known for scoring and scoring and scoring as it absolutely plays no defense. However, it should live in fear of rising interest rates. This nickname, called Debt Monster, should also strike fear into the minds of average Americans too, and it's slated to be renamed to Bankruptcy at some point in the future. And finally, the winner. The Washington Wombats. Yes, my lovely wife suggested this unique new moniker. And in case you didn't already know, a wombat is a marsupial usually found in Australia and related to those cuddly little koalas and springy kangaroos. The animal is about 3 feet in length, weighs about 50 pounds, and looks somewhat like a stocky bear, except he can't climb a tree. The wombat, though usually docile and cute, does have a pair of impressive front teeth which might inspire fear in some football opponents, such as Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh yes, I can almost hear the DC fans getting fired up before the opening kickoff now. And with apologies to ring announcer Michael Buffer, let's get ready for Wombat Combat! I'm Swamp Swami. See you soon.
Ah!
football team.
Hail victory.
Players.
From the warfare.